ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. அரண்யகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 17 ஷூர்ப்ணகா. ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Rama went through the round of morning rites and ceremonies, after which he repaired to where Lakshmana awaited him and the other holy sages thereabouts. And upon him, in deep talk with them on themes high and holy, came all unexpectedly a Rakshasi, even as Rahu approaches the radiant moon in company with the bright constellation of Chitra. Shurpanakha, for so she was named, was the favorite sister of Ravana. Her eyes fell upon Rama as he sat there in all his majestic beauty, his broad and leonine chest, his long and powerful arms that reached below his knees, his lordly gait like that of a bull or an elephant in rut, his eyes lovely as the petals of a full-blown lotus, and his charming complexion that rivaled the delicate beauty of a blue lotus riveted her eyes. Clad in the lowly garb of hermits, with dress of bark and matted hair, the signs of high royalty shone through the cloud of adversity. Fairer by far than the god of love, more radiant than millions of suns, of more charming presence than the queen of night, of prowess and valor undreamt of by the lord of celestials, Raghava she looked at and lost her heart to him. Rama's face was an epitome of all high and royal excellences. Shubhnaka had a face hideous and frightful to look at. Rama had slender loins like a lion. Rakshasi had a waist that expanded interminably like a huge war drum. Rama's eyes were broad and delicately penciled with red like lotus petals. Ravana's sister had eyes of lurid red that emitted a dull glow. Sweet clustering curls clung around the head of Rama. Shubhnaka had a short, straggling mane of flaming red. To look upon Rama was to love him forever. Indescribable disgust filled the hearts of those that had the misfortune to meet the giantess. Words of rippling melody fell from the lips of Rama as from some finely tuned musical instrument. The rasping, raucous tones of the Rakshasi caused the listeners to swoon away in dead fright. Rama was in the flower of his youth. She that wooed him was as old as time. Rama ever spoke softly and charmingly. Treachery and deceit ever lay behind the words of Ravana's sister. Rama's life was ever pure, open, and altruistic. The Rakshasi led a life of incarnate vice. Rama was the most handsome of all men, and Shubhnaka was as ugly as sin. Love blinded her heart as she roared at the hermit prince. What brought you to these wilds with wife and companion, armed and accounted like a warrior, yet dressed as a meek hermit? Know ye not that these are the horns of the Rakshasas that batten on human flesh? Now, Rama was a heroic prince. His heart was ever wedded to virtue, and he would not soil his lips with an untruth. And would he bring himself to utter one when he had dedicated himself to a life of purity and service? And what was worse, would he deceive a woman? He turned to her where she stood and replied in gentle accents of kindness. There lived on earth an emperor, Dashratha so called, like unto the gods in valor. His firstborn am I, and Rama they call me. This is Lakshmana, my brother, who chose to share with me my forest life. That is my wife Sita, the beloved daughter of the ruler of the Videhas. Upon our hearts and heads lie the commands of our parents, in obedience to which we roam through these forests, laying up a precious store of dharma. But who are you? Whom do you live with? Your huge and ungainly proportions and features proclaim you of the Rakshasas. Why have you come among us? Speak straight. But the giantess was far gone in mastering an unholy love and exclaimed, Shrupnaka, am I a Rakshasi by birth? I change shapes at will. I delight in roaming through these forests all alone. All created beings tremble at my approach. No obstacles stay my course. No dangers daunt my heart. The mighty Ravana is my brother, whom the Rakshasas on earth are proud to obey. Doubtless you have heard of the great hero, the son of the holy Vishravas. Two brothers have I, Kumbhakarna, the hugest and strongest of beings, who sleeps on for ages at a stretch, and Vibhishana, who, born of the Rakshasas, yet will live an unrakshasa life. Kara and Dushana, the heroes of a thousand battles, hold a similar relation to me. But none of these have any power over me or control. I obey but my sweet will. I have come here impelled by an overmastering desire to woo and win you to my side from the very moment I set my eyes upon you. Inconceivable is my might and wonderful. You may take it that no power in heaven or earth or hell can bar my way. I mean to wed you, and I see long years of happiness before us. The Sita, how does she stand with you? A weak and a poor worm, repulsive to look at. What sort of a life do you lead with this painted doll? Turn your eyes to me. Am I not in every way a meet companion for your beautiful self? Look upon this picture and that. Her frail, slight form and mind that towers aloft like the Meru. She trembles in affright at a shadow. The whole creation trembles in affright at the sound of my name. Her lean and emaciated waist. What poor show does it make by the side of my huge drum-like loins? Nay, look well at me and say whether I am a fit mate for you or the Sita. Stay, yon slip of a girl that bars a road to happiness, and that brother of yours will make a toothsome morsel for me. Then we may roam at a will through the forests and glades and take a pleasure on wooded mountain peaks and in the bosom of flowered valleys. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.